we have a lot of geopolitical issues beyond our control. We have an environmental crisis. We have a crumbling healthcare system, and the cost of living is skyrocketing, which just exacerbates pressures on every front. And I think we need to meet those challenges, and we need to do that in a way that's resilient and that really engages us all in the project.
We're here today in the Micmac Aquatic Club in Dartmouth, where the Nova Scotia New Democratic Party is holding a conference meeting with leadership candidate Claudia Schender. Claudia Schender is running unopposed in bid for Nova Scotia NDP leadership. The Dartmouth South MLA is likely to become the next leader of the Nova Scotia New Democratic Party.
In terms of the brass tacks, the issues that people are talking to me about, the problems people are having across this province are about healthcare. That's how the PCs won the election. They're about the cost of living, everything from housing to groceries to gas. They're about the environment, and not just the environmental crisis, but the impact that has on our economy, what a just transition looks like, how rural Nova Scotia in particular weathers the environmental crisis. And these are all issues on which we have so much credibility and so much understanding and have done so much work. On healthcare, we brought in collaborative healthcare clinics, which I still think are a huge part of the answer to our primary care challenge, which then ripples right through the healthcare system. On the cost of living, we have been talking for years about how important it is that we have a strong social safety net, and we're now seeing in lots of ways the impact of the austerity politics of the last decade. This is what happens, that when we have these shocks, they impact people more severely and more unevenly, and that's what we're seeing. And you know, in terms of the environment, I think we're pushing for stronger targets and for addressing the crisis in an equitable way.
Yeah. Why did you decide to run to become the new NDP leader in Scotia?
Well, I've been an MLA for 5 years, and I really believe in this party, and I think now more than ever, as we have the challenges in front of us around healthcare and the environment and the cost of living, these are the issues our party has been working on for decades, really, and we have a lot of solutions, things that will help people in their everyday life. And I think it's more important than ever that we continue to grow our party and we chart a path back to government so that we can offer Nova Scotians an alternative in 3 years that will help everyone really survive and thrive.
And what are your top priority projects?
Well, I think, you know, there's sort of two parts to that question. I think in terms of our party, our top priority is really spending as much time talking to people right across the province. We know what the big issues are: healthcare, cost of living, the environment, the economy, but those impact different places across this province in really different ways. And so we need to be in conversation with communities across the province to understand the unique challenges they're facing and to be able to address those problems and to help people. But I think on, you know, on a bigger level, my priority is to continue to fight for people every day, to fight for, you know, in this moment, the policies that we have always championed. So around healthcare, around sick leave, around basic protections for people, addressing the housing crisis in a real way. I'm continuing the work. I'm not starting new work. So we'll continue to do that.
And speaking of challenges, what are some challenges you faced or expected?
Part of my challenge is introducing myself and our team to voters and helping them earn their trust, basically, and to show that we are coming from a place of strength and that our party is strong and well-organized and really ready to grow and earn people's vote.
And speaking of the healthcare system, what initiatives are you going to do or create to improve the healthcare system?
Well, as I said, I think, you know, right now we... our entire healthcare system is really groaning and suffering, and it's a real deep problem. And we see that on the emergent end of things more often. So we hear about the waits in emergency rooms. We hear about the surgical delays. And so we need to address all of that. But we also understand that those problems are caused upstream. And so I think that one of the most important interventions we can make, which successive governments have tried and failed to do, is to attach Nova Scotians to primary care. So we now have over 90,000 Nova Scotians who don't have access to a family doctor. The NDP pioneered collaborative care clinics, which created a circle of practitioners that more patients can be attached to and access primary care, lots of different healthcare practitioners working in their scope. And so it may be that not every Nova Scotian can have a family doctor, but every Nova Scotian should have attachment to primary care. When they need a doctor, they can see a doctor. If they need a nurse practitioner, they can see a nurse practitioner or other specialist as these clinics arrange themselves.
I know you spoke a little bit about your time as MLA. I want to know, what are some projects you did that you're proud of?
Oh, well, wow. I mean, I'm proud of a lot of my work. I think most recently I've been spending a lot of time working on the resources and renewables file, and in particular highlighting the ways in which our privately owned power utility and their monopoly is not in the best interests of Nova Scotia. And so, I think I'm really proud of the legislative work we've done in trying to help people understand this very complex area and what it is that we need to both address energy poverty and people's energy needs, and also to combat the climate crisis and the ways in which our energy systems are bound up in that. So I'm quite proud of that. I was able to pass a private member's bill protecting access to reproductive health care for Nova Scotians, and so I was quite proud to do that. In general, I've been just honored and humbled to be able to represent my constituents of Dartmouth South in the legislature, and to fight for them on every issue that matters. So I'm quite proud of the work that I've done, and I haven't done any of it alone. I've done it with my amazing team, and with our staff and colleagues. I'm excited to build on that.
This is Sarah Gouda, CKDU.